Ah, welcome to Movie Magic.
We would be honored if you would join us.
5, 6, 8.
5, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 3, 1,000.
I am the father.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Are you one of those single tier people?
All the dogs in King's Landing howl through the night.
They cry out for their true queen.
I'm Batman.
Name's Bond, James Bond.
One of them leads to the castle at the center of the labyrinth, and the other one leads to certain death.
Go ahead, make my day.
He sounds like quite a man.
A passenger has died on the train.
Who gave the order to kill me?
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM, 89.3.
Commence primary ignition.
So the theatres are closed, and we can't go out to watch a movie. But that's for a good reason, and we all know what the reason is. But that doesn't mean we should stop living. Life goes on. You've probably seen the slogan, "We're in this together." Now, there are so many things that are happening right now because of this deadly virus. For example, we're volunteering and helping one another. We're spending more time with our loved ones. And if we need to stay at home, there's always catching up to do with the things that we put aside for a long time. And then there's always that downtime when we can just watch some movies at home. That's what my wife and I have been doing after we've spent the time that we were needed to do when we work from home. We watch movies when our work is done. It takes a lot of discipline to work from home, yeah? Well, I prefer not to work from home as I miss socializing, but we have to do what we have to do. So here I am in my home studio as I recommend movies you could watch at home from a streaming service. Let me start with something serious. Now, social work is what my wife and I do during the week. Yes, that's our day job. We are in a service line that helps people who are in need, and as part of that work that we do, we go out once in a way, and we were recommended by our bosses to watch a Netflix original series titled Trials of Gabriel Fernandez. Now, by the title, one might think that Gabriel Fernandez is on trial. But no, Gabriel Fernandez was only 8 years old when he was brutally murdered by his mother and her boyfriend. It's a 9-part documentary that not only shows how cruel the mother and her boyfriend can be, but the series also shows that this little boy was consistently being let down by the system when he most needed help. You see, Gabriel was subjected to horrific torture, which included regular beatings, being shot in the face with a BB gun, forced to eat cat litter, locked in a cupboard for hours, and pepper sprayed. And yet, the social workers did not do anything to take him away from his home. If you can call it a home, that is, because things like these should not happen at home or anywhere. Yes, the Department of Child and Family Services and law enforcement were called to the scene multiple times before Gabriel's death, but yet, no action was taken. At one point, social workers even ordered Gabriel to stop lying, allowing his abusers, you know, his evil parents, to continue to torture him until it was too late. How can any parent or adult of a sound mind do this to a child? This little boy's life ended when his mother and her boyfriend beat him to death. When I watched this documentary, I felt anger, sadness, and disbelief. It can get very emotional. Don't watch it if you don't want to have those feelings that I had. But if you're a social worker, or even a lawyer, or an aspiring one, then this 9-part documentary is a must-watch.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM, 89.3.
Speaking about law movies, I know in a past episode of Movie Magic, I mentioned that Better Call Saul, the spin-off of Breaking Bad, wasn't all that good. And that's because I compared it to Breaking Bad. Well, I gave Better Call Saul another round. And if I do not compare it with Breaking Bad, which is violent and tense, Better Call Saul is actually very good. It's about how this small-time lawyer, who's a crook by his tactics, is actually a guy that has a big kind heart, something that we could all learn from. You'll notice it right from the beginning of how he helps his brother, who is a big-time lawyer, cope with some mental illness. The script is witty, funny, and full of sarcasm. Now, the season is ongoing, and so far it has reached season 5 with 48 and 49 yet to be aired. So there's a lot of catching up to do if you're just getting into this series. Previous seasons can be found on Netflix. Now, here's a song. It's more of an advertisement song, you know, like an advertisement jingle. If you're a lawyer named Saul. And oh, have a close listen to the lyrics of this song. It's actually quite funny.
You drink one, drink two, drink three Long Island iced teas. But your buddy's worse off when he throws you his car keys. Blue lights are blinking, 4 o'clock in the morning. St. Trooper makes you wish that you'd never been born.
Better call Saul, better call Saul.
You wanna tell the world you're in love with a girl named Fran. So you find an overpass and you say it with a spray paint can. Blue lights start a blinking, those handcuffs click. You know who to call and you better call quick.
Saul, Saul, you better call Saul. You fight for your rights when your back's to the wall. Stick it to the man, justice for all. You better call Saul.
Shopping at the Walmart, short just a couple of beans. There's a George Foreman grill down the back of your blue jeans. They caught you at the checkout, the blue lights blink. Only one got a call, cause the others all stink.
Better call Saul, better call Saul,
better call Saul. Your husband disappeared in a most convenient way. Now your troubles are gone, his insurance will surely pay. You get to the bank, but the cops say, whoa, who are you gonna dial when they lock you down cold?
Saul, Saul, you better call Saul.
He'll fight for your rights when your back's to the wall. Stick it to the man, justice for all. Cause it's time to torch the stock. But you gotta move quick before you singe your own hair. Who knew there was a homeless guy sleeping in there?
Better call Saul, better call Saul, better call Saul.
The FBI finds kids trapped in your creepy van. You stay real cool and tell them you're the ice cream man. But all that crying just gave you away. Who you gonna call to skip a prison stay?
Saul, Saul, you better call Saul. You fight for your rights when your back's to the wall. Stay to the man, justice for all. You better call.
Best call now, you hear?
If you were listening to the lyrics, I think that song was funny. I'm Colin Gomez, and this is Movie Magic on Money FM 89.3. If you're on a stay-home notice and you're doing your part to stop spread this deadly virus, I have some movie suggestions to keep you occupied. Past suggestions can be found on our podcast page on the Money FM's webpage. Like, for example, if you missed last week's episode of movies with the late Kenny Rogers in them, well, it's on our podcast page. Or if you want to watch some romantic movies, click on the episodes titled Love is in the Air and Love is Still in the Air. There's also an episode that talks about comic books that were made into TV series. Now, there are so many episodes of movie recommendations to choose from, and it's all archived on our podcast page. Don't forget to download our free app while you're online, and by doing so, you'll be able to take us wherever you go and stay ahead of the game. Official Secrets is about how a British intelligence officer, Catherine Gunn, tried to stop a war. In 2003, a few months before the invasion of Iraq, Catherine Gunn received an email that had been sent to her division in Britain's Government Communications Headquarters, also known as GCHQ. It was from a person named Frank Koza, identified as the Chief of Staff for the Regional Targets Division at the National Security Agency of the United States. The National Security Agency was asking its British colleagues at GCHQ for information on United Nations delegates that vote on the Secret Council because they wanted to go to war. Now, in this movie, there's footage of President George Bush and former British Prime Minister Tony Blair as they work together to bring upon the war in Iraq, claiming that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Now, Catherine is the whistleblower who wanted to stop the war from happening. Now, I'm going to play you the trailer and see if you can recognize at least two actors' voices in them.
Catherine Gunn. What were you employed to do?
I translated signals intelligence and I reported anything of interest to my clients.
You're a spy.
Did you get this email?
The Americans want us to help them get a UN resolution for war.
So, you work for the British government?
No.
No?
This proposed war is historically unpopular.
I work for the British people. I do not gather intelligence so that the government can lie to the British people.
Intelligence may be being manipulated to take this country to war.
I could get you a copy.
You're asking me to collude in a breach of the Official Secrets Act. Some call that treason.
Someone has betrayed their government and their country.
You might need our help.
If we do not go public, we would be conceding that no one can ever tell the people when their government is lying.
Your marriage will be interrogated.
My husband had absolutely nothing to do with this.
He's a Muslim.
I'm sorry?
You chose loyalty to your country over loyalty to your government, your marriage, and yourself. I think that speaks rather highly of you.
Catherine Theresa Gunn, you're charged with an offence of the Official Secrets Act.
Do you want to risk it all?
How do you plead?
Will Catherine plead guilty to what she had done? Did she betray her country by leaking out official secrets? This movie is on Amazon Prime, and Keira Knightley's performance as Catherine is amazing in this. You really feel her fear. Her lawyer is played by Ralph Fiennes. I'm Colin, and today's episode of Movie Magic has one thing in common: lawyers. Now, here's a track from Official Secrets, and just by listening to this, you can really feel how stressful it is going on trial. Titled The Trial, and I'll tell you the name of the composer right after this.
With Colin Gomez, Money FM, 89.3.
That's titled The Trial, and is taken from the soundtrack of Official Secrets. It's composed by Paul Hepker, a South African classical pianist and multi-instrumentalist from Zimbabwe. He's also composed the soundtrack for The Eye in the Sky and The Deadliest Catch. Now, every news channel in the world is talking about COVID-19, and it's warranted as we want to know what's happening. And sometimes the sad stories that we hear can be scary and depressing. It may even make us paranoid and desperate. I am the same boat as you are, and there are times when I scare myself. If I sneeze or cough, I scare others. So in order to keep my sanity and to keep myself happy, I sought out for things that make me laugh or make me feel good with something heartwarming. Once in a way, I'd go on YouTube to seek such things. And one of the things that really makes me feel good on the inside is when I see people outside HDB and private condos clapping for our doctors, nurses, and everybody else that work in hospitals and airports, and the staff working at designated hotels where passengers are held in quarantine. Let's not forget them. We thank you. We love you. And we pray for your good health, because we need you more than ever, and I can't thank you enough. Now, while I was on YouTube, I also found a video titled SGN, which stands for Some Good News. SGN is a homemade video by John Krasinski. Yeah, the actor. And it is a feel-good video. Check it out. It's on YouTube. You tune to Money FM 89.3. Remember, get your news about COVID-19 from official news sites like this radio station that you're listening to right now, and official government sites. We as Singaporeans are blessed to have a Prime Minister and his cabinet that is transparent and doing all they can to help Singapore get over this pandemic. But all of us must do our part as well by following the rules and staying at home when we have to, keeping a reasonable distance between each other, and stop those big gatherings. Yes, it may be inconvenient, but it is necessary. You know, once this is over, which it will be eventually, we will rise like a phoenix. Now, don't listen to rumors or some of the trash posted on social media. Rumors are just rumors, and they are not true. On that note, here's secondhand news from the album Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. And I want to do a shout out to my friend, Glenn Goh, who lives in Vancouver. He's the one who introduced Fleetwood Mac to me when I was in secondary school. I'm Colin Gomez, and this has been Movie Magic. Keep social distance in mind and stay safe, my friend. Stay safe. I'm